use, start to get discouraged. And my one of my favorite quotes from a number of saints is, every day I start anew. I'm sure that's an Alcoholics Anonymous statement too, but it came from the saints first. Every day I start anew. So, oh well, I've blown it for 4 months. I haven't thought of you except in the morning. Well, maybe today I can just try one thing. One thing. Don't go home and try and institute all of these in your lives, because you will. I guarantee you'll be discouraged. But just one thing. Ask God, what do you want me to do? How can I just see you? How can I remember that you're there behind that lattice? Maybe I'll just put this picture up. Maybe that's all that you can do today. Think about it with your kids. How do you look at your kids? You know, you don't go, you're not doing those 10 things, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're like, you get excited. One of my favorite stories, Peter Williamson told at a gathering years ago, he said, how does a mother look at her child who's learning to walk? They walk and fall. They walk and fall. They don't go, look, you're falling. They go, he's learning to walk, you know? And that's how Christ looks at us as we take these little steps. You know, I'm going to just try and do this one thing to remember you today. He's like, good, you're trying to walk towards me. I love it, you know? You fall, he still is delighted because you're going to get back up, you know? And you just bring delight to him. I love that image because you all can relate to it, you know? And that's exactly how he looks at you. He's like, oh, good, you're learning to walk. I wanted to end with a passage from Amy Carmichael, a little section from one of her writings, and it's about the spiritual warfare part of things. She says, I do not think there is anything from the beginning of our Christian life to the end that is so keenly attacked as our quiet with God, for it is in quietness that we are fed. Sometimes it is not possible to get long, uninterrupted quiet. But even if it be only 10 minutes, I would say even 1 minute, hem it with quietness. Enclose it in quietness. Do not spend the time in thinking how little time you have. Be quiet. If you are interrupted, as soon as the interruption ceases, sink back into quietness again without fuss or worry or spirit. Those who know this secret and practice it are lifted up. They go out from that time with their Lord, be it long or short, so refreshed, so peaceful, that wherever they go, they unconsciously say to others who are perhaps cast down and weary, there is a lifting up. That's from Job 22:29. And I think she points out some important things here. Don't get caught in the, oh, I forgot. You know, all that, the enemy wants to distract us with that just as much, you know, as, oh, I blew it. Oh, I only have 10 minutes. Oh, I only have 1 minute. Oh, I only have 30 seconds. That's wasting that 30 seconds to get into that conversation with the enemy. So I encourage you to fight him by ignoring him there and just look back at that picture of the Lord. Okay, I don't know if we have a lot of time, but we can take a little bit of time if anybody wants to share anything, because I think that's just as valuable as listening to me chatter on and on. So.